Eternal God, help us to carry the crosses that you have given us to bear, that we might fulfill the purpose that you have called us to do. The reading is taken from Joel chapter 2, verse 25 to 27. And I will restore to you the years that the locust hath eaten, the cankerworm and the caterpillar and the palmer worm, my great army which I sent among you. And ye shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God that hath dealt wondrously with you. And my people shall never be ashamed. And ye shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I am the Lord your God and none else. And my people shall never be ashamed. My title is Carry Your Cross. All of us have faced and still have to face different types of crisis. Here we see that God's people were confronted with a famine sent by the Lord. The crisis you are facing now, or may have to face, need not be a famine. But I want you to understand that whatever you have faced or are facing or will face will be allowed to confront you by God. It is God that has brought that difficulty you are experiencing in your life at this present moment. Sometimes the trials that you face can negatively affect your health for years, physically, mentally, and spiritually. If you allow it to, that is. You see, a trial or crisis in your life is a situation sent by the Lord to help you grow and help you spiritually develop. One thing you must know, and know for sure, is that God will never allow something to come into your life which you cannot handle, or something which is too much for you to cope with. However, because we deal with most things with our human nature, the sorrow and pain and grief of our sufferings will affect us. But God's word is saying to you today, I will restore the years that the locusts have eaten. If you're a believer, then the locusts will symbolically eat their way into your life. They are very thorough in their destruction. And in a similar way, they will try to destroy you. As I've said before, we've all been given some sort of crisis or trial to face or carry. It is a principle of our faith. In other words, it is an inevitability or fact of our faith. When such a situation happens to you, you must be patient, because God promises that he will restore the years that the locusts have eaten. This promise is an encouragement and comfort to you and me to help us overcome whatever we have to go through. Sometimes a trial or crisis during your Christian walk is unavoidable. And this we can see in Mark chapter 15, verse 21, where it reads, a certain man from Cyrene, Simon, the father of Alexander and Rufus, was passing by on his way in from the country, and they forced him to carry the cross. Here we see that Simon from Cyrene was passing by as Jesus was carrying the cross to his crucifixion when the Roman soldiers forced him to carry the cross. This is inevitable, and as I said before, will happen to all believers at some time during their Christian lives. Let me tell you about a story. A man had a dream, and in the dream, he was given a cross by God to carry. And as he carried the cross, it became very heavy. He started to complain, and the cross got heavier and heavier. And as he was complaining about it to someone else, the man he was complaining to told him that the solution to make the cross lighter to carry, was easy. Just cut off a bit of the cross, the man said to him. So he did, and it was lighter. And as he was coming near to the end of his journey, there was a river between him and his destination. He knew that across the river was the place he had to get to, because he could see lots of happy people who had laid down their crosses. As he was wondering how he could get across the river to the other side, he saw someone else come beside him and lay his cross on the water so he could walk across to the other side. So he decided to do the same. But when he lay his cross on the water, it did not reach to the other side because it was too short. So his cross moved the way downriver on the water, and he was sad because he had cut his cross and it was too short to reach the other side. What you can learn from this, and me, don't try to sidestep or shortcut the cross that Jesus has given you to carry. That cross could be a sick friend. It could be somebody that you need to support. Don't make too many complaints about the crosses that God has given you to carry. No matter what it costs you to carry that cross, He will restore the years that the locusts have eaten. In other words, He will restore the pain and the burden that you have to carry as you carry that cross. God bless you, Pastor Philip. God's
just be strong
and carry your cross.
When it gets too heavy,
don't you cry too long. Reach out to Jesus.
Carry your cross. beaten and bruised. He carried the cross for you.
Carry your cross, carry your cross,
just be strong.